Hi, this is Jamie Crawford with Breakthrough Ministries. Thanks for downloading our Wow God podcast. Make sure you subscribe to get our latest podcast. We appreciate your partnership. It helps keep our ministry going. We hope you enjoy our podcast. I'd like to welcome you to our Wow God podcast. I'm here with Pastor Ron Bruner of Kingfisher First Assembly of God. We are answering questions today. What people want to know about the Bible, questions people that might have about the Bible. And so we're answering some of those questions. I've asked Pastor Ron Bruner to answer these questions. So welcome to the podcast, Pastor Ron.
It's great to be with you again today, James, and we're looking forward to all these questions that we're going to get to answer in the next few weeks.
Yes, I tell you, last week's podcast was amazing, and we've had a lot of listeners listen to it. We have over 6,000 listeners.
Praise God.
Listen to our podcast, and so I'm excited of what we are. The question is this week. So, Pastor Ron, what is the question this week?
Okay, the question this week is, why do people die? And it's a great question, and here's the answer. When God made Adam and Eve, they lived in the Garden of Eden, and they lived in a sinless world. Everything was perfect. Consider this, Pastor James. It was a married couple that never argued. What a marriage. That is, until they sinned. And then God had warned them not to eat of the tree of good and evil. And we want to read that right out of the scriptures. Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17 says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may eat freely, but of the tree of good and evil you may not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof you will surely die." So one day, Satan showed up in the Garden of Eden, and what a slick and deceitful salesman he is. So let's read what he had to say to Eve. We find this in Genesis 3, 1 through 10, where the Bible says, "Now the serpent was more deceitful than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Has God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes will be opened, and you shall be as gods, not knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband, and he did eat." It says, "And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made them aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said, Where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." So God had clearly explained to Adam and Eve that they would die if they ate of the fruit of the tree of good and evil. So their disobedience was sin against God. This is commonly called the fall of man.
Mm-hmm.
And the penalty for sin was death. So on the day that they sinned, they begin to die. On the day that they sin. Okay?
Wow.
Just like our physical bodies, I think it's after you reach the age of 25, they're in continual decline, actually.
Uh-huh.
We're getting sicker and sicker, in other words.
Uh-huh.
And the book of Romans, Paul gives us some more understanding about this in Romans 5:12, where he says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world," that would be Adam,
uh-huh.
okay, "and death by sin." So he says when Adam sinned, then death came. And it goes on and says, "So death passed upon all men, for all of us have sinned." We know this is true. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And we'd also like to note this morning, Pastor James, that no deaths are recorded in the Bible until after Adam and Eve sinned. And actually, the first death, if you remember, was where Cain killed Abel. And so it's actually murder, but it was still death. It was the first death. So all men died until Jesus came. And when Jesus came, he died on the cross for our sins. But death could not hold Jesus because he lived a sinless life. Mark 16, verses 4 through 6 says this about Jesus. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering in to the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were afraid. And he said unto them, "Be not afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is not here. He is risen. Behold the place where he laid." And so we know that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Yes. We know that they put him in the tomb and he was there for 3 days. But here's the good part, Pastor James. That is, until Jesus, death was a one-way street. Mm. People went in, but they never came out. But when Jesus died, he changed the condition of the tomb because he went in and he walked out.
Yes.
And 1 Corinthians 15:26 says, "The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." And we know that Jesus destroyed the power of death when he rose from the grave. And in John 11:26, he tells us this, "And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die." So when a Christian dies, Pastor James, they simply step out of this body and they enter into heaven. And we know this because the scripture tells us this in 2 Corinthians 5:8. It says, "We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." So that scripture tells us that when we die, the Christian goes immediately into heaven. So death is a doorway to the next life, and you choose where you're going to spend your eternity by accepting Christ. You spend it in heaven. But if you don't accept Christ, you're going to spend it in hell, and you don't want to spend it there. So, Pastor James, we're going to give our listeners an opportunity to accept Christ right now so they can spend their eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ.
Yes. Well, if you need Jesus into your heart and you want to have eternal life with the Father, all you have to do is pray this prayer with us. Just say,
Lord Jesus,
forgive me of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Wash me with your blood.
With your blood.
Jesus,
Jesus,
come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Be Lord of my life.
Be Lord of my life.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For eternal life.
For eternal life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, we believe that if you prayed that prayer, that your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And right now, there are 10,000 angels in heaven that are rejoicing over your soul.
Amen.
And we just want to welcome you to the kingdom. God is an amazing God.
Amen.
And so, Pastor Ron, I want to say thank you for answering this question. Why do we die?
I'm glad to answer it, and we hope it's helpful. And let's also remember, if you just got saved, Pastor James has a great book called "Wow, God, What Just Happened?" Did I get the title right?
Yes.
And if you contact him, he will send you a free book.
Yes, I will.
I'm giving away free books for him.
Thank you. Well, thank you for joining us today on our Wow God podcast. Make sure you share this podcast with somebody. And maybe this will answer a question for them. We want you to be blessed. Thanks for listening. We hope you will stay connected by subscribing to our podcast and becoming a partner to our ministry. Go to BreakthroughEvangelism.com and follow us on all our social media. We want you to be blessed.